1 Corinthians chapter 5. It is heard, very much so, that there is fornication among you, and fornication of such a kind that is not even named among the Gentiles, that someone should have his father's wife. And you are complacent, and have not rather mourned, so that he who committed this act should be removed from your company. Well, I, being absent in the body, but present in the spirit, have already reached a decision on him who actually did this, as if I were present, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, while you are gathered together, as is my spirit, with the power of our Lord Jesus Christ, to deliver a man like this to Satan, for destruction of the flesh, in order that the spirit might be saved on the day of the Lord Jesus. Your boasting is not a good thing. Do you not know that a little leaven leavens the whole lump? Clear out the old leaven, in order to be a new lump, since you are unleavened. For indeed our Passover has been sacrificed for us, Christ. So let us keep the feast, not in old leaven, nor in leaven of wickedness and evil, but in unleavened bread of sincerity and truth. I have written to you in the epistle not to associate with fornicators, and not at all with the fornicators of this world, or with the fraudsters, or the rapacious, or idolaters, since then you would have to depart from the world. And I have written to you now not to associate with anyone, if he is called a brother, but who is a fornicator, or a fraudster, or an idolater, or is abusive, or drunk, or rapacious, and not to eat with such a person. But what business is it of mine to also judge those outside? Is it not those inside whom you judge? But God will judge those outside. However, you shall remove the wicked person from your own group.